Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for April 13th. Here's what's in the spotlight, compiled by J.I. Staff. Rose Garden Expert at Woodland Gardens. Woodland Gardens, 168 Woodland Street in Manchester, will present Opening the Rose Garden with Master Rosarian Marcy Martin on Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd at 9:30 p.m. Martin, who is president of the Connecticut Rose Society, will explain and demonstrate all the spring maintenance that roses need this time of year, and will answer questions. The program is free and open to all. No registration is required. For more information, call 860-643-8474 or visit the website www.woodlandgardensct.com. Lutz Museum to host fun about oak trees. The Lutz Children's Museum, 247 South Main Street in Manchester, will host the Manchester Garden Club's Little Acorns to Mighty Oaks presentation on Thursday, April 20th from 3:45 to 4:45 p.m. This activity will give children ages 5 to 10 the opportunity to learn fun facts about oak trees, plant and care for acorns, and color oak leaves and acorns from 5 native species of oak trees. Children will go home with their planted acorns, care instructions, fun facts, a take-home surprise, and colored oak leaves, which can help them and their parents identify oak leaves in their neighborhoods. Families who later cannot care for their sprouted saplings are invited to return them to the Lutz Children's Museum. The Manchester Garden Club's Foster Tree Program will then nurture them until they can be used in reforestation efforts in town. The program is free with a $7 museum admission. Pre-registration is requested by calling 860-643-0949. Bushnell Park Carousel opens Saturday and Sunday. The Bushnell Park Carousel, 1 Jewel Street in Hartford, is open Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Guests can enjoy a 3.5-minute spin for $1 per ride. Prepaid ticket books are good for 30 rides and are available for $25. The Bushnell Park Carousel is an antique wooden carousel that was hand-carved in 1914 by the famed Solomon Stein and Harry Goldstein team and is being fully restored to its former splendor by the New England Carousel Museum Restoration Workshop. It features 48 wooden horses, 36 jumpers, and 12 standers, 2 chariots, and a Wurlitzer band organ. In addition to being open for rides, the carousel also provides other offerings and programs, including a new roster of events for children and adults in 2017. Children's birthday parties are available during operating hours and include carousel rides, balloons, and popcorn with the option to add on a craft project. Free on-street parking is available Saturdays and Sundays around Bushnell Park. For more information, call 860-585-5411 or visit the website The Carousel, CAROUSEL, museum.org. Open house at Cheney Homestead. The Manchester Historical will host an open house at the Cheney Homestead, 106 Hartford Road in Manchester, on Saturday, April 15th, from noon to 4 p.m. Children and adults are invited to try out period toys and gadgets, play games, and learn about Easter in early America. Guests can also help make and prepare American Indian and colonial garden tools for spring planting, view the 1785 house, and hear commentary about the Cheney residence, which was donated to the Manchester Historical Society by the Cheney family in 1968 for use as a house museum. The Historical Society plans open houses on the third Sunday of the month, but this event is on Saturday in observance of Easter holiday. Donations will be accepted for upkeep of the homestead. For more information, visit the website www.manchesterhistory.org. 22nd Annual Connecticut Band Blues Challenge to begin April 20th by J.I. Staff. The Connecticut Blues Society will host the 22nd Annual Connecticut Band Blues Challenge beginning Thursday, April 20th at Black Eyed Sally's, 150 Asylum Avenue in Hartford at 8 p.m. The challenge will feature 20 blues bands from all over the state. The April 20th preliminary lineup includes Dynamojo, the Brand Taylor Band, and the D. Smith Blues Band. Performances will continue Thursday, April 27th, and May 4th, 11th, and 18th. Comstock Station will take the stage April 27th, followed by Six Pack of Blues, Vitamin B3, and the Redliners. The May 4th preliminary will feature the Cole Morrison Band, Easy Baby, Richie and the Red Hot Blues, and the Greg Mattson Band. The May 11th preliminary will open with the Broad Street Blues Band, the Whiskey Rebels, Bridgeport Johnny, and will end with Black Snake Boots. The Chris Heaton Band, Ripcord, the Mike Crandall Band, and the Dizzy River Band will perform May 18th. A panel of judges consisting of Connecticut Blues radio DJs, musicians, and hardcore fans will award each band a score of 1 to 10 in the categories of blues content, originality, vocals, instrumental talent, and stage presence, the criteria used at the Blues Foundation's International Blues Challenge. Winners of each weekly preliminary event will compete in the Blues Challenge final round on Saturday, June 10th at the Hannon Hatch VFW in West Hartford. The band winning the finals will represent Connecticut in the International Blues Challenge in Memphis in January. Evening of Blues in New Britain to Support the Homeless by J.I. Staff. New Britain, the healing blues band with formerly homeless spoken word artist Don Miller, will perform at the Healing Blues Concert and teach-in at Torp Theater on the Central Connecticut State University campus on Tuesday, April 18th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The event will also feature an introduction to social practice art by Professor of Art History Dr. Leanne Zalewski, and an introduction to the Healing Blues Project by CCSU art professor Ted Efremoff. The Healing Blues Project brings together musicians and people experiencing homelessness to create musical documentaries of their lives while at the same time raising money for the Interactive Resource Center in Greensboro, North Carolina, a partner of the project. Proceeds have so far raised over $15,000 for the center, much of it going directly to the storytellers themselves. Torp Theater is in Davidson Hall, 1615 Stanley Street. The event is free. Mark Twain House's Living History Tour adds Twain's daughter, Susie Clemens, to guide roster by J.I. Staff. Hartford, the Mark Twain House and Museum, 351 Farmington Avenue, has launched its latest Living History Tour featuring Mark Twain's oldest daughter, Susie Clemens. The addition rounds out the series of popular house tours led by actors portraying members of the Clemens family and household staff. Susie Clemens begins the tour by telling visitors about a book she's writing called Papa and quoting the first line, "We are a very happy family. We consist of Papa, Mama, Jean, Clara, and me." From there, Susie delights visitors by taking them through her childhood home and divulging family stories that only she can tell. By all accounts, Susie is her father's favorite, and visitors will clearly see the similarities between the great author and his complex, intelligent, and affectionate oldest daughter. The Living History Tour allows visitors to see the Mark Twain House from an entirely different perspective, a behind-the-scenes look at life with Samuel Clemens, guided by a family or staff member. The tours are 75 minutes long and include opportunities not available on the regular tour. Other popular guides for the Living History Tour include Livy Clemens, Mark Twain's loving wife, Lizzie Wells, a resident housemaid and general busybody, Patrick McAleer, Irish coachman for the Clemens family, and George Griffin, Mark Twain's butler. Tickets for the Living History Tour are $25 for adults, $20 for members, and $17 for children ages 1 to 16. The tours are offered daily, with specific times available for each guide. For more information, call 860-247-0998 or visit the website marktwainhouse.org. Theater Works extends Next to Normal run by J.I. Staff. Hartford, Theater Works has extended the dates of Next to Normal, adding 14 shows in May. This contemporary musical takes an unflinching look at a family's struggle with mental illness. The dad's an architect, mom rushes to pack lunches and pour cereal, their daughter and son are bright, wisecracking teens. The Goodmans appear to be a typical American family, yet their lives are anything but normal. Next to Normal is winner of 3 Tony Awards, including Best Musical Score and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. The play stars Christiane Knoll, David Harris, John Cardoza, J.D. Daw, Maya Kelleher, and Nick Sachs. Music is by Tom Kitt. Book and lyrics by Brian Yorkie, directed by Rob Ruggiero. Performances are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings at 7:30, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2:30 p.m. Next to Normal can be seen through Sunday, May 14th. Theater Works is at City Arts on Pearl at 233 Pearl Street. All seating is assigned. Tickets range from $60 to $75. Senior Saturday matinee is $35. Student Rush, $15. To purchase tickets or for more information, call the box office at 860-527-7838. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or visit the website theaterworkshartford.org. Next, let's take a look at the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for April 13th. From the food section, here are this week's Small Bites. New Pepe's Opening by Leanne Griffin. Frank Pepe Pizzeria Napolitana will open its 9th location April 17th at 130 Reedville Drive in Waterbury. The 3,400 square foot space has seating for 90 and offers the same menu of classic coal-fired Neapolitan pizza, salads, beer, wine, and Foxen Park soda as its other restaurants. For information, visit the website Pepe's, P-E-P-E-S, pizzeria.com. At the Barn, 17 East Granby Road in Granby, offers Easter specials from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., including brunch and dinner dishes with like broccoli cheddar quiche, crepes, lobster and crab martini salad, lamb loin, prime rib, brook trout, and linguine carbonara. Items are priced a la carte from $7 to $26, and a three-course fixed-price menu is available for $38. For information, call 860-413-3888 or visit the website at thebarngranby.com. Fresh salt at Saybrook Point Inn, 2 Bridge Street in Old Saybrook, has introduced a new spring menu featuring salads, sandwiches, lunch entrees like seafood risotto and Cajun shrimp tacos, and dinner selections like pan-roasted cod loin, bacon-wrapped monkfish, garganelli carbonara, and cauliflower steak with ratatouille sauce. Dishes are priced at $7.95 to $29.95. For information, call 860-395-2000 or visit the website saybrook.com. Bear's Smokehouse Barbecue, 25 Front Street in Hartford, hosts a Munchie Mania cocktail dinner April 20th at 7 p.m. with courses like cheesy bacon tots, chicken waffle sliders, short rib tacos with toasted sesame vegetables, and brownie sundae with crushed cereal topping. Cost is $70. For information, visit the website bearsbbq.com/event/420. Table 570 Asian Fusion at 570 Hop Meadow Street in Simsbury hosts a whiskey dinner April 20th at 6:30 p.m. featuring four spring-themed courses. Cost is $66. For information, call 860-651-4888 or visit the website table570asianfusion.com. Mohegan Sun hosts the Sun Whiskey Union April 21st from 8 to 11 p.m. featuring tastings of bourbon, whiskey, rye, and scotches. Tickets are $85 and include liquor tastings, food samplings, and a cigar for later enjoyment. Hotel packages with event tickets are $349 to $399. For information, visit the website mohegansun.com/sun-whiskey-union.html. 21 Oak Street. 21 Oak Street, Manchester, hosts a maple tasting dinner with Chef Ken Bergeron, featuring a menu of vegetarian maple-themed courses and vertical tastings of Connecticut syrups from different years. Cost is $50, with seatings at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. For information, call 860-533-9218 or visit the website 21oakmanchester.com. Herd Restaurant, 200 Main Street in Middletown, hosts a Scotch and Game dinner April 26th at 6:30 p.m. Courses include game sausages, bourbon-glazed stuffed quail, and roasted wild boar stew, paired with assorted Scotch selections. For information, visit the website Herd, H-E-R-D, on main.com, or call 860-346-4373. Farmington Gardens, 999 Farmington Avenue in Farmington, hosts the first Taste of Farmington event on April 27th at 6 p.m., featuring fine food, wine, beer, and cocktail samplings from more than 25 local restaurants, mixologists, and breweries. Participants include Cure, Apricots, For Eat and Drink, Taprock Beer Bar and Refuge, Maximia, Millwrights, The North House, Cugino's, Wooden Tap, Greenhouse Cafe and Tavern, Sub Edge Farm, Clark Farms at Bushy Hill Orchard, Cake Gypsy, and more. All profits will benefit the Farmington Food Pantry. Cost is $50. For information and tickets, visit the website cure.restaurant.com/taste-of-farmington. Here's what's happening at the casinos. Funny Man Ferrara at Mohegan by Chris Arnett. Adam Ferrara was the host of Top Gear USA on the History Channel from 2010 until last year. He was a regular on Rescue Me as Chief Needles Nelson and Nurse Jackie as Sergeant Frank Varelli, and his films include Paul Blart, Mall Cop. He also does stand-up, which is his first love. Ferrara performs through Saturday at the Comics Comedy Club on the grounds of the Mohegan Sun Resort Casino, 1 Mohegan Sun Boulevard in Uncasville. On Friday at 8 p.m., Saturday at 8 and 10:30 p.m., price is $20 to $45. For information, call 860-862-7000 or visit the website comics, C-O-M-I-X, comedy.com. From the music section, Americana, Cigara's Riff Raff by John Adamian. Alinda Cigara is the front woman and creative force behind Hurry for the Riff Raff, a band she's guided through different iterations, sometimes embracing folky Americana, and now with its new record, The Navigator, bringing elements of classic oldies, pop, and Latin rhythms into the sound. Cigara, who grew up in New York City, moved from squats to trains, heading to New Orleans and then to Nashville. She recently started working musical facets of her Puerto Rican history into her music. At moments, it sounds like a doo-wop doing Woody Guthrie. The title song on her new record is like a meeting of the minds between Brill Building songsters and Tom Waits and his blend of trebly twang and lurching percussion, but with a raw emotionality and tremble of singers like Fiona Apple. These are politically minded songs about oppression, about cultural theft, about loss, endurance, and protest. The most recent record is a record about getting in touch with who you are. It reflects a true mixed American identity coming from all kinds of places and synthesizing it in a meaningful way, proud and maybe a little pissed. Hurry for the Riff Raff plays at the Academy of Music, 474 Main Street in Northampton, Mass., on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 to $25. For tickets or information, call 413-584-9032 or visit the website aomtheater.com. It's a family farm fest, April 15th through the 23rd at Old Sturbridge Village. A great Easter egg hunt takes place April 16th at 2 p.m. Celebrate the arrival of the baby animals. There'll be timber framing demonstrations. Patriots Day celebration April 17th. 19th Century Farming and Culinary Demos, and Laura Ingalls Wilder Reenactor. Roots musician Hannah Rose Baker and friends appear April 15th and 16th. Legendary folk musician Jeff Warner performs April 22nd and 23rd. For information, visit the website www.osv.org. Treehouse Comedy at Bobby V's, TV's warm-up comics showcase, more than just an awesome comedy show. Saturday, April 27th, we have Joey Cola, R.C. Smith, and Tracy Locke. Tickets are $25. Showtime is 9 p.m. Doors open at 8 p.m. Coming up next, Saturday, May 13th, Nick DiPaolo. For more information and for tickets, call 203-268-5857 or visit the website treehousecomedy.com. There is preferred show seating with dinner reservations, and Bobby V's is located at 11 Schofester Road in Windsor Locks. For information, call 860-627-5808 or visit the website bobbyvsrestaurant.com. British Invasion comes to Joanna's. Step back into the 1960s with Union Jack, Friday, April 21st. Doors open at 6 p.m., show and dancing from 7 to 10 p.m. Admission is $15. My Old School, dancing Saturday, May 6th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Admission is $15. It's 50s, 60s, 70s dance music. Line dance party Monday, May 8th from 1 to 4 p.m. Admission is $10 and includes pizza at 4 p.m. Joanna's Restaurant and Banquet Hall is located at 145 Main Street in Somers, Connecticut. For information, call 860-763-7060, 860-749-6002, or visit the website www.joannasbanquets.com. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for April 13th and the CT Now section of the Hartford Courant for April 13th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579 or toll-free at 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.